Thanks for being with us on The Takeaway today. It's Todd Zwillick. Investigations continue into how the suspect in last week's New York City truck attack, Saifullo Saipov, became radicalized in this country. And that makes this week's Retro Report documentary especially relevant. It's all about attempts to deprogram people radicalized by ISIS in the United States and what doomsday cults can teach us about the potential for helping indoctrinated people back into society. Jeffrey O'Connor is a producer at Retro Report, and he says there are some important things for investigators to consider as they look into Saipov's background.
I think the key questions are, was he watching ISIS videos? And it appears he was. Was there a recruiter involved, or was this a case of self-radicalization? But also his background. What are the triggering events that brought him to this act of extremism?
Now, you've looked back at some of the radicalization in the Somali community in Minneapolis, Minnesota, in this week's Retro Report. And a woman named Deka Hussein, who's a leader in the community, but her son, Abdirazak, became radicalized and is in prison now for conspiring to join ISIS with others in his school to join ISIS in Syria. Let's listen to Deka.
My son was brainwashed because he was watching this propaganda video. He thought that if he go to Syria, he's going to go to heaven and all my family is going to go to heaven.
Jeffrey, one of the issues you're talking about is why young men like Abdirazak and his friends are susceptible to radicalization in a place like Minneapolis.
Right. I mean, what we have found over the last 15, 20 years, both in particularly in Europe, but also now in the United States, is that those that are drawn to radicalization are a younger demographic. Between 18 and 30, they're usually on the fringes of society. In Europe, many of them have come out of the prison system, and they don't have a long history of involvement in their own religion. They're often new to the religion. So this radicalization happens extremely fast.
And another point you make in the documentary is that feelings of separation, alienation, or injustice can be very, very important here. This is Daniel Kuhler. He's director of the German Institute on Radicalization and De-Radicalization Studies.
The recruitment handbook of ISIS, I would say, is on a PhD psychology level. The ideology can talk almost exclusively about justice and injustice, about you being the fighter for good, the warrior that defends the poor and helpless against the evil.
I mean, I think what we're facing now is a war of ideas. And those ideas in the hands of ISIS are being manipulated and merged into larger concepts about the end of the world and violence and martyrdom. And all of that is presented by ISIS in a very kind of romantic presentation in the videos themselves. So these young men saw themselves as part of a heroic challenge. They were going to save the world. They were going to be involved in this struggle to save the world. And a lot of that comes out of sentiments in which they feel diminished in their own world, whether for their own psychological reasons or as a result of discrimination in the community or their inability to fit in.
Now, another point that you're making in this film, though, is that while the ISIS phenomenon itself is relatively new, the broader phenomenon is not. ISIS, for all of its other attributes, is a cult. It's far from the first cult in the world and not the first cult of the modern era.
Right. You have to look at what defines an extremist cult or an end times cult, as we call it. And that's essentially that what is the kind of galvanizing thought that's really driving the ideology or the religious interpretation is that we are going towards the end of the world, Armageddon. ISIS is distinct from Al-Qaeda in their religious orientation and their appropriation of this idea of the end of the world, and also that their leader, al-Baghdadi, is a descendant of the Prophet Muhammad. Now, if you look at cults like Jim Jones, he saw himself or presented himself as the incarnation of God and Vladimir Lenin.
We have to eliminate poverty, racism, injustice, and war. In the meantime, I shall be God, and beside me there shall be no other.
Yeah.
So what's the lesson then if we've had this experience before on a different level, Jonestown in the early 70s, experience with Al-Qaeda recruitment, now ISIS recruitment in our own backyard in Minnesota? What's the lesson for prevention for somebody like Saipov, comes to this country, can't get a good job, gets upset and alienated, living in pretty rough conditions in Paterson, New Jersey?
Look, as ISIS is losing ground in Syria and Iraq, what is happening is that we are increasingly dealing with a war of ideas. And that what we have to realize that these are very dangerous concepts that are floating around on the internet. And that people like Saipov and the young men in Minnesota who feel that they can't find a place in this society, or simultaneously they're encountering forces of discrimination, they're going to go out and search for ways to sort of redeem themselves, you know, to find a place in the world, to attach themselves to a larger struggle, even if it means martyrdom. That is the crazy thing here, that we have to recognize that there is a historical pattern of cults, Heaven's Gate, Jonestown, in which people take their lives, and now we're seeing it with religious groups like ISIS.
I mean, there are detention facilities. The justice system in Minnesota now insists that young men like Abdirazak go through essentially de-radicalization, deprogramming training before they can come out.
That's correct. It's a combined effort of intervention and supervision. It's a program that really looks at changing the ideas that motivated the behavior of these young men, engaging them in a conversation that's ongoing, that there are answers to the problems in the world that are not unilateral, that are not a kind of tunnel vision approach. And I should add that this applies to white supremacists and radical extremists. That program is being applied to both groups in Minneapolis.
Understanding the realities of extremist recruitment in America and finding the parallels with doomsday cults of our past. Jeffrey O'Connor, producer for Retro Report, thanks for being here.
Great to be here. Thank you.
You can see the latest Retro Report documentary on our website at thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.